Welcome to this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church. Today we have a message that we believe is full of practical and relevant behavioral teaching from God's Word, the Bible. We'd like to invite you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. Take notes as you go through this, looking for a personal application from God to you. Sit back and enjoy as we begin this message.
And if you look at the bulletin, the message of the title is A Whole New World. And when I sent that over to Cindy and to Pastor Pam, and then Pastor Pam shot that picture back to me, and she said, "Is that okay?" I said, "That's perfect," because that was the song that was going through my head. One of the great things about my age, I guess you could say, is I have children that, as they were growing up, it was at a time when Disney was starting to kind of really get back into releasing feature films, starting with The Little Mermaid, and then Beauty and the Beast, and then we had Aladdin and The Lion King. Now they're taking all those and making them real-life things. If you grew up back then, or if you watched those with your children, the thing is, one of the things that they started to do was, let's incorporate some stuff that the adults can get something out of it. You know, the kids love the animation and everything that's going on with that, but they can't go if their parents don't bring them, so let's give something for the parents. So they started getting to get a little bit more in there. And I hope you've seen it. If you've not seen Aladdin before, I mean, Robin Williams as a genie is amazing. And he's the only one that could pull that off like he does. And he pops up with stuff like, and like I said, the kids aren't really getting it. The adults, man, they get it. And you're just sitting there laughing. Your children are probably looking at you like, "What are you laughing at?" But so it was great to have that time. And in this movie, and with the picture there and the song, you got Aladdin. Of course, he's kind of disguised himself at this point, but he's taking Princess Jasmine. He takes her onto this magic carpet, and they're taking this ride on the magic carpet, and they're singing the song and talking about a whole new world. And we're going to talk about a whole new world today, because we are in a great season right now of rebirth and new opportunities. And with that, you have to be prepared for new things. So much so that, you know, I knew I was speaking today. Before last Sunday, the message I had was totally different. And then last Sunday happened. So even then, I started going on a track with that. And then seven of us went to Springfield this weekend to the Stronger Men's Conference. And right now, you're not going to get this very often. I'm going to give every man permission right now to take your phone out. And I want you to get to your calendar, and I want you to mark April 24th and 25th of 2020 for the Stronger Men's Conference. That way, you've got a year's notice. There's no excuse for not going. None. Because we had an amazing time down there with 8,000 other men being fed, praising God. And next year is really, so last year was the first year that I took a group there, and I'm going to be really honest with you. Yeah, we love transparency, right? Typically, the conference thing is not really my thing. I'm more into more of the smaller, more intimate kind of settings. And there's some great group, there's some great organizations that put on some amazing conferences that don't necessarily fit what fits me. Sometimes I feel they can get a little hyper-spiritual sometimes, and I'm more into real, you know, nuts and bolts kind of stuff. And the only reason we went last year, quite honestly, was because one of the speakers was Louis Giglio, and you know how much I just really admired the work that Louis Giglio does. And I've shared a lot of his stuff in the men's group. I've incorporated a lot of his stuff in the messages before. And he was one of the feature speakers last year, so we went. And I've shared this before, but one of the other speakers last year was Craig Crochelle. And I had just read a book of his called Fight right before we went to the conference. And I didn't really correlate the two until we actually got there. Well, wait a minute, I just read his book. And the men have been going through that study over the past couple months now, and from that book. Well, he's coming back next year. Louis Giglio's coming back next year. And then Pastor Earl McClellan from Dallas, Texas is going to be speaking. So it's going to be a great time. But we went down there, and we had an amazing time. If you hear my voice is sometimes a little weak right now because we didn't get a lot of sleep. We're men. We don't need sleep, right? So we went down. We drove down to Springfield. We went to the conference. But there was a worldly thing we didn't want to miss out on because Avengers Endgame came out this weekend. And so we went to a midnight showing Friday night of Avengers Endgame. And they had to be back at the conference at 8 o'clock Saturday morning. And if you haven't seen it yet, if you're worried about sitting through a 3-hour film, nobody fell asleep. We all made it through. But there were some great things that happened at that conference, especially Friday night. And so when I got home yesterday, I had to kind of rewrite the whole first part of the message. Because there was stuff that we heard Friday night that it fit so well with the message that God had for us. The gentleman who spoke Friday night is Pastor Jeremy Foster from Hope City Church in Houston, Texas. That's the first time I've heard of him, had any exposure to him as one crazy Cajun dude. He's from Louisiana. He talks like that, and he just goes and goes, and he's just all fired up, hyped up, and he has an amazing message, though. So what he was talking to us about, and I'm not ashamed to admit, I'm stealing right from his material because that's what God gave us. So I took some notes down. One of the things he says, we have a choice. And from that choice, there's a grace available to us. There's a grace that God gives us. It's unmerited. And it's there for us to receive. But oftentimes, we take ourselves out of the picture. And I want to commend our staff here because I threw Pastor Gene and Beth 3 verses this morning that they did not have in the stuff that Cindy prepared. And they were able to get it together for me. And I appreciate that so much. And we're going to look at those. And the first one is in Joshua 1:11. And as we look at that, as you know, this is Moses has died. Joshua's been installed as the leader to take the Israelites into the promised land. And in Joshua 1:11, it says, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the, you might want to guess, Jordan River. I'm hoping there's more coming. If, there we go. Oh, no, all right. I got it written down. Go through the camp and tell the people to get their provisions ready. In 3 days, you will cross the Jordan River and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you. You're going to cross the river. You're going to conquer. And you're going to take possession of something that God has promised to you. God has promised it to you. It is going to happen. So that was the first thing he hit us with. And then the next thing was he kind of reminded us that God actually likes doing some new things. We're getting new opportunities presented to us every day. And God likes that. He doesn't want us to be stale and stagnant and just stay in one place. He likes new things. In a scripture he supported that with was Psalm 96:1. There we go. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. God wants to hear a new song from us. He likes that new things. But in order to receive that, we need to open our hearts and let God work in us and let God do the work that he has for us. And in order to do that, We have to understand that it's, you know, there are certain things in doing, making ourselves available to do that. One of the things that he said was, we don't live on the provision, walk in the promise. Walk in the promise that God has for us. And then he identified three items to that. He said, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be good. You know, sometimes the best things in life, you got to work for a little bit, don't you? Unfortunately, we like to settle for the easy. We like to take the easy way out. We don't want to get our hands dirty. But there are some great things available to us if we just get out there and put our noses to the grindstone and work for it. And the second thing he says, you can't stay here and call it growth. Again, this is all the same message, but if you're staying in one place, you are not growing. If we want to be able to reach people for God, we have to continue to grow ourselves, and we have to get closer to him. And then the third thing he said was, you have a promise from a God who loves you. Again, God, I used to attend church with a gentleman, very, very godly man, and I loved this man dearly. And he just loved to talk about how the Bible is full of God's promises, talk about the promises of God. You have a promise from a God who loves you. And because of that, God wants you to see him. He's not hiding from you. God wants to be found. In the last verse, we'll see Deuteronomy 4:29. Do we got that one? But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. If you look for him, he is there. That's his promise. Going back to promises, his promise is he will be there if you look for him. And after Pastor Jeremy gave that message, and this is not something they did last year, he offered an invitation. And hundreds of men filled the floor in front of the stage, coming down from all parts of the arena to give their lives to Jesus Christ, either for the first time or to rededicate their lives. Maybe they realize they have walked away, fallen away, and to rededicate their lives. I mean, there was this, from the area out to the seats was full, out beyond the seats in the aisles was just packed with men. And they also had those men fill out a card. This is not just, you're not just going to walk up here. You know, you're going to put your name to this. You're committing to this. And it was so amazing to see that. So that was the new part. Now we'll get back on track here. But what we experienced there, as I said, and as you see, as we'll go through this, correlates so well to the message that God had for us today. So one of the things that's taking place, and if you were not here last week, and if there's some shape or form, you have not heard this yet, you know, the SCRC building has been sold. God has a new thing in store for us. And as we're doing that, I'm relating this to my own life, because we're getting ready to move Wednesday. And I've seen some amazing parallels as what's taking place there between what's happening at SCRC and what's happening in my own life personally. And as Pastor Barry mentioned a little bit last week, you know, back in 2012, the SCRC body voted unanimously to list the building for sale. Now, it has not been for sale since 2012. It's been kind of some starts and stops along the way. But that's the direction that they were headed. Well, last year, we had our house up for sale because our neighbors moved. We have a very close relationship with our neighbors. We had talked about moving, and, well, they moved. So then it's like, well, they're moving, we're moving. That's what happens when you do it on your time and not God's time, because we didn't move. You know, things were not going right, and we realized it was not the season for us to move, so we took our house off the market. Well, then this year we put it back on the market. And we had a contract on the first day. Yes. And then I woke up the next morning and we didn't have a contract. Ouch. There were some things that happened with the potential buyer, and you know, I won't bore you with all that, but bottom line is we didn't have a contract. And then we got another offer, but it wasn't really a good offer. And then things just kind of sat for a while. We had a lot of traffic, but no interest. We were starting to get a little despondent over that. We had actually decided if, you know, we'll fulfill our obligation that we have with the agent to keep this listing. And based on, I mean, the thing is, the feedback that we were hearing was things that we could not do anything about as far as we're, you know, people loved the house, but there was this. We lived on a corner. Well, I can't move from the corner. Our living room was too small. We did everything we possibly could to make that look as big as we could. But short of building a whole new expansion, if I'm going to do that, I might as well stay there. There were just certain things we couldn't do about it. So we were actually put ourselves in a position when this expires, we're just going to stay here and make the best of it. And quite honestly, that happened here within SCRC. And poor Kerry, he's been involved in this the whole time. You know, things weren't happening. We weren't getting offers. And we did get one. Maybe, you know, it was just not going to work. And Pastor Barry, and he shared a little this last week, he was ready for us to just, we're here. This is where we're going to stay. Well, then we got a contract on our house. Yes. And SCRC got a contract. We weren't on the market. We weren't actively trying to get one, but we had somebody that was ready to buy. After we got a contract on our house, we had to go look for a new house. Shared with you a few weeks ago, we were getting a little nervous about that because it took us a couple weeks to find a house that we felt fit our needs. SCRC is now in a position where we're looking, where's that right location where God wants us. As we're getting ready to go into Isaiah chapter 43, we're going to look at a group of people, the Israelites. We just talked about in Joshua how God was delivering them into the promised land. And after they were there for a little while, they did what, unfortunately, they tended to do a lot in the Old Testament. They turned their back on God and started kind of going their own way. And in spite of the failures that they've experienced, they were back in captivity again. God was about to show them an amazing grace and restore them to a land. So we're going to pick up in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 15. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator and King. And I just love the power in that verse. One of the other speakers we had was Pastor Mark Driscoll. And he came out. He was our first speaker yesterday morning. As I told you, we didn't have a lot of sleep Friday night. We're kind of dragging ourselves in there. And then the first speaker gets up there. And he starts screaming at us right away. Like, oh, hello. there was no kind of, let's just kind of ease into the word. No, he is yelling and screaming at us. Trying to get our attention. And he did. We were awake. If we weren't awake, we were then. And one thing that he talked about was distinguishing between if you were a lion or a lamb. And then talking about how Christ kind of modeled both of that. And if we're to follow Christ, there's times when we are to be called to be a lion, and there's times we're called to be a lamb. Don't get hung up in one or the other. Well, I think God was definitely a lion here in the word that he gave to Isaiah, because he's letting you know right out, I am the Lord. I'm the Holy One. I created you. I am your King. So he's getting their attention right away. Verse 16, I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves and they drowned, their lives snuffed out like a smoldering candle wick. So God's kind of doing it. Remember when? Remember when I brought you there to the edge of the sea? And if you're familiar with the story, you know, once they got there and then they saw this big sea right away, they thought, why'd you bring us out here just to die out here? We would have rather stayed in Egypt. He goes, yeah, remember that time? And then I parted those waters for you so that you could cross across. And we're not talking about going across a little creek here. You know, we're going across a sea. And we're not just talking a few people. And he opened the sea for them. They went across. And then what happened? Well, of course, the Egyptian armies, they say, well, they got across. We'll go across. They go into the sea. God brings the water right back over them so that they cannot continue to follow. Thinking back to the history of St. Charles River Church for a moment. Remember when St. Charles River Church became just a little gleam in Pastor Barry's eye? And I'm sure maybe you've heard the story. He had a vision of a church being here in this low area. He did not have a vision of him being the pastor and the one starting it. But God had a different plan. But also, let's get a church started out here. Remember that time? And remember when it launched? And I know there's a few of you who are here who were a part of that. Met at an Anheuser-Busch property. I love how Pastor Barry said, just looking for cars. Anybody to come down that road? Good times, weren't they? Yeah. And then got a chance to go into a school building for a little bit. God's moving the church along. And then he made an amazing opportunity for this building, to put this building in place. You know, and again, going back to our, I have to think about our move a little bit where, yeah, I remember when Carmen and I bought that house, we bought the house because we were looking for something to be our own. When we got married, I was already in a home. She lived in there for a little bit. We were looking for something that we could call ours. Started it as our house. But even when we moved in the house, it was not going to be our final home. We knew we were eventually going to go somewhere else. And as you know, Pastor Barry's talked about, when this building was built, it was built so that it could be sold, so the church could go somewhere else. But then sometimes it gets hard to leave when you get sold. We've been in our house but we're going to miss it by just 21 days of being there 11 years. And as I like to tease my wife, Carmen, that for her to be in the house 11 months was pretty amazing. She was a little bit, I teased her about how she was a little bit of a nomad before we got married. So for her having 11 years, matter of fact, when we got that contract that first day, I mean, she just broke down and wept. It hit her hard because she had roots there, but she knew it was time for us to go. We have roots here, but it's time for us to go because God has a different plan for us. So verse 18 says, forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I'm going to do. That was in the past. You know, Pastor Barry used to like to say a lot of time, that was then, this is now. We can't get hung up in then. That was great, it happened, but that was in the past. It's time to look forward. God's got some great things he's going to do for us in the future. And that's what verse 18 is telling the Israelites here. Nothing compared to what I'm going to do. Again, thinking back to us personally, we know that there are some great things that God has in store for us. One of the reasons we had to move is because we outgrew our house because we're raising two grandchildren we did not anticipate raising. But that's been such a blessing for us to be able to do that. And we outgrew the house and we needed something more. Verse 19, "For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland." God's already at work. He's got something new. He's already at work. We got the contract we weren't even expecting. And now it's time for us to go forward. He's got something new in store for us. Unfortunately, we like to get caught up sometimes in the minutiae and the details of everything. Can't see the forest through the trees, as the saying goes. I just experienced some of that at work this past week. Back when I got moved onto a new team at the beginning of October, doing the same job, but on a different team. And right after I got there, my new manager asked me about taking on some additional reporting work. My work, I do SLA reporting, so we have service level agreements and our contracts with our customers. My job is to track on how we perform against those. It is very exciting work. It's every bit as exciting as it sounds. And so there were some newer customer bases they wanted us to try to start doing that for, so hey, let's give it to the new guy. Well, there were some challenges right away because part of the problem was the people that were doing it were let go. So the transition was, there was no transition. And they had some documentation wrote up, and I requested it, and it took me a couple months to get the documentation. And then as I'm reading through the documentation, I'm getting a headache. And I'm trying to walk through the stuff, and then you got people who are storing things on, instead of putting it maybe on a shared folder on the network, they're putting it on their personal drives and that, and those people are no longer there, so their personal drives are no longer there. So we started working with some other groups, and they started taking back over some of the stuff and say, what can we do with it? And things kind of went silent for a couple months. Well, now they're coming back to us. What are you guys doing about this? Well, we tried to tell you we need this and this and this. And I'm going to be honest with you, there's been some emotion that's came into that. So finally we had a meeting Monday. And after the meeting, I stepped back, I went and I looked at some stuff. And I started peeling back all the unnecessary fluff. And when I got down to the nuts and the bolts of the thing, I said, this is really not that big a deal. But see, we got all caught up in that cumbersome documentation that was written up and not being able to get to certain things and people saying, well, you got to do this. No, you need to do this. And it was just a matter of looking through it all. As I said, taking some of the emotion out of it and just cutting it down to the bare facts. When we cut it down to the bare facts, it's something we can do. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying moving to church is going to be easy. But sometimes we do get caught up in some of the things that really are not relevant to what we're really doing as far as taking the church to a new location. And we need to be able to see through the trees so that we can see the forest. Verse 20. "The wild animals in the fields will thank me, the jackals and the owls too, for giving them water in the desert." So remember, at the end of verse 19 says, I'm going to create rivers in the dry wasteland. "Yes, I will make rivers in a dry wasteland so my chosen people can be refreshed." So there's two components to this verse here. First thing is, this is a great thing for SCRC. We're going to have an opportunity to go to a new location. We can look for a location that more fits what SCRC is today. And then we can grow from that and not be burdened by, you know, quite honestly, some of the burdens that we've been facing over the past few years here. It's time to start over. God has a new place for us. But not only is it great for us, it's great for where we're going. There's people out there waiting for us. They're waiting for us to come there. They want us to be their church. They want us to meet their needs, serve their needs. And they are so thankful and grateful, ready to receive us. Verse 21. I have made Israel for myself, and they will someday honor me before the whole world. God has ordained SCRC to do His work. We are given a chance to be a light for Him in a place that needs that light. There's darkness right now. We have a chance to be that light. Remove that darkness. Going back to the title of the message, we have a chance to be a light for Him in a whole new world. So the time is now. Because it's God's time. God's hand is in this. He's made the way. It's time for us to follow the way. So Pastor Jeremy also spoke yesterday. And near the end of his message yesterday, he talked about how we have power. We have the power. But we need to follow the authority. And he had a great visual where he had some gentlemen come out on the stage. And he referenced Psalm chapter 23. And you know how impactful that passage is to me, because I bring it up quite a bit. With the enemy there. And then he had a gentleman here, and that was Jesus. And he was following Jesus. And as long as he's following Jesus, he doesn't have to worry about that. Jesus will take care of that enemy. God will take care of that enemy. When you step outside, away from God, that's where you get into trouble. Because now you don't have His authority. You're stepping out of His authority. So we need to stay in the authority. We need to recognize what God is doing, what His plan is for us going forward. And follow His authority. Father, just thank You so much for the word that You're speaking into us, for the opportunities that You're making available to us to go and reach a whole new area, Lord, with Your word, to have an impact on those people. And we don't quite know where that is yet. That is still, You're still working that, Lord, but we're trusting in You because we know that You have a promise. You've made a promise to us. You see us as we are Your vehicle to get Your message out. And I pray for the leadership of SCRC as they continue to follow the path that You're setting before them, Lord. And then for the body of SCRC, as we just step up to say, we're ready to follow You, Father, what would You have us do? I pray for Pastor and Barry and Gina right now, Sierra Way. I pray that they are becoming refreshed, Lord, because there is a challenge ahead of us. But it's not a challenge that's too great if we're in You. And I thank You for giving us Pastor Barry is a shepherd of this church, Lord. And You just continue to speak into him, and his ears and heart are open to You, Lord. We just praise things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
We hope you found this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church both beneficial and enjoyable. If you're ever in the area, please come by and visit us at 810 Westwood Industrial Park Drive, Weldon Springs, Missouri, 63304. You can also reach us online at www.stcharlesriverchurch.org.